奉主耶稣圣名，我们在这边一起来查考圣经。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we gather here to study the Bible.
我们人在成长的过程，一定有一个时期，很小的时候一起畏缩，一直会问说为什么。
There comes a time in every person's life where a person just stands there and asks why.
小孩子这个两三岁一直问为什么为什么。
Little kids, when they're two or three, will say, "Why this? Why that?"
那大人被问烦了，就说不为什么。
And when an adult gets frustrated, he or she may throw up their hands and say, "Why?"
那小孩子可能在问呢、啊，为什么不为什么
？And a little kid may persist on asking, "Well, why is that? Why?"
那我们活久了。
But as we grow older.
那我们常常很老练的时候就是这样子。
We come to the realization, well, that's just the way things are.
因为我们太多没有办法解决的事情了。
Because there are too many things that we can't resolve or explain away.
所以有时候我们像主耶稣所讲的，像小孩子一样。
And so sometimes we come to Jesus as little children.
我们问自己为什么，不要问别人为什么。
We only ask ourselves why. We don't need to ask anyone else.
我们常常问说。为什么他不做这样？为什么他不对我好一点？
Sometimes we ask, why did this person act in such a fashion, or why is he treating me like this?
那个，我们来看约翰福音第十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse 23.John 12, verse 23.
耶稣说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified."
这是神的定的时候。
This is the set time appointed by God.
在约翰福音里面呢，有很多的时候。
In the book of John, often it talks about the hour has come or the time has come.
那有很最平常的是吃饭的时间呢、啊，你。睡觉的时间，这是人间的时间。
Of course, we have certain hours in our daily lives and everyday life, the hour to sleep, the hour to eat.
在约翰福音里面也有类似这种的人间的时间。
And by the same token, there are many set times in the book of John.
比如说那个尼哥底母，他是晚上来看耶稣，这人间的时候。
For instance, Nicodemus came at the evening hour to come and see Jesus.
约翰福音二章四节，耶稣行神迹也有他的时候。
And in John chapter 2, Jesus talks about a time for him to perform miracles.
那在约翰福音最主要的就是神的时候。
But the overall main theme of John, or one of the important themes of John, is the time of God and the hour of God.
也就是人子得荣耀的时候。
In this particular verse, it's the hour for the Son of Man to be glorified.
耶稣有这是神定的时候。
This was a set time.
因为这神定的时候是人没有办法改变的。
Because this time was appointed by God, no man or human being could change it.
譬如说，创世纪第一章第一节，起初那个时候不是你定的，也不是你可以左右的。
Just for instance, in the book of Genesis, in the beginning there was a time, a point that neither you nor I could set.
那是神绝对的时候。
But rather, it was a time set by God.
神什么时候要拣选他的百姓，召他的先知，这是神的时候。
When the time comes, God will choose His people or redeem His saints, and that time is set by God.
时候满足，神道成肉身，这是神的时候。
Now, when the time came, God came into this world as a human being.
这个不是说因为人祷告那个很专心，然后是祈求感动神，这是神他有超然的自主权。
This wasn't the result of fervent prayers by human beings or repentance of sins, but rather this was an appointed time by God.
圣灵降临建设教会。
The Holy Spirit came down and established the church.
世界末日主耶稣再临。
The final judgment when Jesus comes again.
这都是神定的绝对的时候。
All these are appointed times.
人子得荣耀的时候，也就是这个时候。
By the same token, Jesus was glorified at a set hour. And so through the book of John, Jesus often says, my time has not yet come. Chapter 7, verse 6 and 30, he says this twice.
但是慢慢的, 他的时候到了。
Gradually and inexorably, the time for Jesus to be glorified came. Jesus realized this.
是得荣耀的时候。
He realized it was the time for him to be glorified.
耶稣得荣耀是什么呢?
What does it mean for Jesus to be glorified?
得荣耀我们会想说, 哇, 他得了大奖。 或是说在公众面前得表扬, 哦, 这样是得荣耀吗?
When we think of glory, do we think of fame or fortune?
这个时候的来到是很恐怖的。
But no, this wasn't what Jesus meant. Rather, Jesus meant a time of foreboding.
要经过一个忧伤的时期。
He was to suffer.
我们看24节。
Let's turn to verse 24.
约福音12章24节,
John chapter 12, verse
耶稣说,
24.
他说, 我实实在在地告诉你们,
Jesus says,
24节,
truly, truly, I say to you,
我实实在在, 这是耶稣很郑重的一个宣告。
In verse 24, Jesus is speaking very sincerely.
一个麦子要落在地,
that unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed, but if it dies, it produces many seeds. Without death, there is no growth.
但是面对这个死呢,
so, without death, there is no life, but death, in all actuality, is fearful.
所以第24节到25节追溯,
and so in 24 and 25, Jesus tells us this.
跟这个一样, 你爱惜属世的生命,
it says, the man who loves his life will lose it.
哎, 你爱自己的生命,
if you love your own life, you're going to die.
那你在这个世上恨恶自己的生命的,
but if you hate your life in this world, then you'll keep it for eternal life.
耶稣讲完这个之后,
after Jesus said this,
耶稣26节,
in 26, Jesus provides us with encouragement.
如果你要服侍耶稣,
if you want to serve Jesus,
你就要跟从耶稣,
if you want to follow Jesus,
耶稣在哪里, 你要在那里服侍他,
then you must serve Jesus where Jesus is.
那如果你服侍耶稣的话, 天父就会尊重你。
If you serve Jesus, then our Heavenly Father will respect you and esteem you. Jesus realized that it was time for him to be glorified. He realized that only with his death would come new life. He wanted all human beings, all his disciples, to follow him in the likeness of his death. Let's look at verse
27.
Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say?
他晓得摆在那里的荣耀。
Jesus realized there was glory.
这个荣耀的时候就是耶稣要受死的时候了。
Jesus realized to achieve glory, he needed to suffer.
他要被捕。
He would be beaten.
被审判。
He would be judged.
被侮辱。
He'd be mocked.
定十字架。
And crucified.
最难的就是他要尝死味。
Most importantly, he needed to taste death.
经过这个之后,
only if he passed through all of this, would he resurrect, would he be glorified and esteemed.
才会被坐到那个升到神的右边。
Only then would he be lifted up to the right hand of God.
所以得荣耀之前,
so before he would be glorified, he needed to experience death.
所以面对了这个荣耀的时候,
so when Jesus was facing death,
但是他主耶稣说, 我现在心里忧愁,
he said, at this time my heart is troubled.
27节说, 我现在啊,
He said, now my heart is troubled.
对, 荣耀还没到, 但是现在, 一分钟, 一秒钟,
In verse 27, Jesus was telling us that his heart was troubled before his time to be glorified had arrived. He was so troubled he didn't know what to say. Do you experience this sometimes in your lives? He didn't know what to say. He knew there was glory in front of him.
但是又要面对面临这个死亡,
but on the other hand, he was facing death. He was about to bury the kernel of wheat into the ground. He was going to die.
当然要结出子粒, 这是荣耀的,
of course, this would result in life and glory. If you just look at the ends, it's a simple thing to do.
但是你要面对这个死亡, 一主, 连主耶稣啊, 他就忧愁了,
but the means terrified even Jesus, the means being death.
并且他忧愁的,
so that Jesus was so troubled, he knew not what to say.
怎么办?
What am I supposed to do?
放弃了吗?
Should I just give up?
跑掉了吗?
Should I run?
这最难的时候了,
this is a horrible time.
我们人有时候面对你没有办法克服的一个困难,
sometimes we encounter problems we can't solve.
你放弃了,
do you give up?
你跑掉了,
do we run?
这时候主耶稣给我们留下榜样,
but if we look at the Bible, Jesus provides us an example.
他开始大声祷告,
Jesus started praying.
他说父啊,
he said, Father,
救我脱离这个时候,
save me from this hour.
你不会感觉这很矛盾的吗?
Look at this verse and think about it.
这好像不很配合的,
it seems contrary to Jesus' normal character and actions.
这就是矛盾,
this was contradictory to what Jesus normally does.
他刚刚才说得荣耀的时候到了。In
verse 23, Jesus said, the hour has come for me to be glorified.
但是现在心里忧愁,
but then, just four verses later, Jesus was so troubled he didn't know what to say.
这时候他马上祷告,
and so, at that point, he immediately prayed.
说,
said, Father, save me from this hour.
神啊,
save me from the hour that I shall be glorified.
对不对?
Is that what he was saying?
是,
yeah.
因为耶稣知道, 要经,
Jesus was terrified that he needed to suffer greatly in order to be glorified.
如果我们看那个马可福音,
if we look at Mark
14章,
chapter 14,
马可福音 14章,
Mark 14,
Mark 14,
verse 34. In verse 34, Jesus is speaking to his disciples yet again.
对当时的门徒来讲, 也是他们可能听到从来没有听过的声音。
Perhaps the disciples at this juncture were hearing words that they had never yet heard from Jesus' mouth.
他是老师啊,
Jesus was their teacher.
他是夫子,
Jesus was their master.
但是主耶稣这时心里难过到不得不向他自己的学生说, 我实在是不行了。
But Jesus was so troubled at this point that he could only confess his anguish to his students and disciples.
有时候跟小孩子出去啊, 走远路,
sometimes we go out with little children. Perhaps you're starving that you're about to collapse yourself. But because you have kids with you, you keep taking them along.
如果没有小孩, 我看我就倒在那里先休息一下。 但是因为有小孩, 所以孩子背着他走。
Because there are kids with me, I'll continue on my journey instead of just sitting down and taking a rest.
有时候你不行了, 你跟儿子说, 我实在不行了, 爸爸快要倒了, 他说, 爸爸不会倒的, 继续背。
And sometimes sometimes you're so tired that you want to put your kid down, but the kid says, no, you're not going to collapse. I want you to continue holding me. So Jesus said to his disciples,
我心里甚是忧伤, 几乎要死,
my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow. But his disciples didn't understand him.
耶稣这时候是33节这边说耶稣起来极其难过。
And in 33 it says Jesus became deeply distressed and troubled.
所以主耶稣说你们等在这里警醒啊。
And that's why he said to them, stay here and keep watch with me.
他门徒当然没有办法理解了。
But his disciples couldn't understand what was going on.
你跟你的儿子说爸爸肚子好饿哦。 因为他在叫饿啊，他绝对不会想说你也会跟他一样那么饿，可是可能你比他还饿。
If you say to your kid, I'm starving, your little kid may not understand you because he's starving himself.
因为他想父母都是很强壮的啦。
Because they look on their at their parents like they're superheroes.
耶稣这时候真的是很难过。
But Jesus was really troubled.
惊恐起来，极其难过，并且他内心的忧伤几乎要死。这个是他把跟他的门徒讲了。一般是，一般父母若很痛苦，不会很，除了痛苦到不能忍受，才会跟儿女讲。
Usually, parents won't tell their little kids that they're suffering unless it's really bad suffering.
因为耶稣晓得他所要面临的痛苦。
But Jesus realized that he was to undergo great agony.
他甚至求天父,
and so he began to pray to God.
他说,救我脱离这个时候,
please, if it's possible, take this time, this hour away from me.
他晓得天父如果要的话是可以的。
Jesus realized that everything is possible with God.
但是这时候他没有求他的那个门徒啊,拔刀相助是没有的,不用了,也不会的。
But he didn't pray that his disciples whisk him away.
就在耶稣内心很冲突的时候,
at this time when Jesus was deeply distressed and troubled,
就在耶稣说,救我脱离这个时候,
as he fell to the ground and prayed that the hour might pass from him,
接下来我们再来看约翰福音12章,
let's turn back to John 12 verse 27.
最后一句就说, 但我原是为这个时候来的。
The last sentence in verse 27, no, it was for this very reason I came to this hour.
这是他的自觉。
This was the final decision.
这时候他还问为什么?
Jesus was asking why.
他不是说为什么我要受苦。
He wasn't asking why must I suffer like this.
为什么是我?
Why is it me?
他问的是, 我为什么来到这世上?
But he was asking, why have I come to this world?
我为什么经过了这一生?
Why have I lived this life?
是因为为了这个时候了。
It's for this moment.
为了这个时候。
For this moment.
你想想看，从旧约的预言，他要降生。
If you think back to the Old Testament, there were prophecies of Jesus' birth.
在旧约就预言他要怎么过一生。
There were prophecies of how he would live his life.
都说在记在圣经里面了。
All of these were in the scriptures.
神已经定了这个旨意了。
God had appointed this time.
他怎么样出生。
How he would be born.
从他还没出生就一直在应验圣经，应验神的话语。
And even before his birth, things were coming to fruition to fulfill the scriptures.
所以他一生的每一个脚步都是在应验神的话。
So every step of Jesus' life was to fulfill the will of God and the scriptures of God.
他有这样的自觉。
And so at this moment, Jesus had this resolve.
我活着就是为了这件事情。
I've lived my life for this very reason.
我活着就是要完成神的旨意。
I've lived my life to fulfill the will of God.
他在世上的时候, 一路是完成神的旨意的。
Jesus' life was the fulfillment of the will of God.
但是没有一次像这么难完成。
But to that point, he had not yet had to undergo such a difficult task.
因为这种是人类空前绝后的苦难。
Because this was terror and suffering and agony beyond anything anyone had experienced.
这是对没有人有经验过，以后的人也不会有经验过。
This was something no human being had ever experienced to that time, and no one has ever experienced it since that time.
他真的是心里忧愁，不晓讲什么。
That's why Jesus was troubled to the point of not having anything to say.
他叫父啊。
And so he said, Father.
他在祷告。
He only knew how to pray.
他这个祷告是在顺服里面，在神的旨意里面祷告了。
He was praying in accordance with the will of God.
所以这是一种自觉。
This was resolved in and of itself.
自觉之后的完全的顺服。
This was the final decision in accordance with the will of God to fulfill it.
我们再来看接下来的28节。
Let's look at verse 28.
约翰福音12章28节。
Continuing on in John 12.
这边说，父啊。
Jesus said, Father, glorify your name. These two verses, we see him calling out Father twice. First time was when his heart was deeply troubled. And he wanted to run away. But if you look, he wasn't praying that he could run away himself, but rather he was praying that the Father would deliver him.
他说，父啊，求你，救我脱离这个时候，save me from this hour. 这是很大的祈求啊，我没有办法了，救我啊。Jesus
was at his ends, at his means ends, and he was saying, Father, save me.
但是等他有自觉之后，but
then Jesus made a decision.
他说,
he said, it's for this very reason I came to this hour. This was a turning point.
经过这样一个自觉,
after he made this determination,
经过这样的祷告,
after he prayed in this fashion,
经过这样的顺服,
after he set himself to fulfill the will of God,
28节,
we can see in verse 28,
这个是他的愿望。
We can see Jesus' hope. This is a shout of victory. Because Jesus had been victorious. He had overcome.
他說,
28, Jesus says, Father, glorify your name.
他求神荣耀,
he prayed that God would glorify his own name.
就是耶稣,
the name of Jesus.
我们看30节。
Let's continue on to verse
30 and 31. 31,
it says, now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out.
当然在这之前，神真正的证实他，从天上出声音来证实，说对了，我要荣耀你，我的名啊。
In the intervening verses, God had sent down a voice from heaven saying, I have glorified it and I will glorify your name again.
这说也是现在要出来了,第31节,
in verse 31, we see once again the word now.
因为在27节也是说,
just as we had seen the word now in verse 27.
27节的现在是讲不出话来的时候,
in verse 27, the now referred to a time when Jesus was at a loss for words.
经过这个自觉性的说，我原是为这个时候来的，讲这句话之后，现在是已经世界受审判了。But
after Jesus had decided to fulfill the will of God and had achieved victory, in verse 31, it's time for judgment on this world.
因为这世界的王被赶出去了。
Because the prince of the world had been driven out.
耶稣已经得胜了。
Because Jesus had already gained the victory.
虽然现在离克西玛利亚离十字架还有一段距离。
So there still remained a distance from Jerusalem to Gethsemane.
还没有到十字架。
And the mount of crucifixion.
但是这个时候已经得胜了。
But he had already gained the victory.
所以这是主耶稣留下给我们的榜样。
This is the example Jesus sets for us.
我原是为这个时候来的。
Now is the time. This is the reason I came to this hour.
我们在人生里面，有时候我们闭上眼睛。
Sometimes in our lives we close our eyes.
我们想想。
When we think.
你为什么来到这里？
Why have I come to this place?
从最基本，你怎么生到这世上来的？
You think about your life from the time that you were born.
为什么那么多人神把你选到真耶稣教会来？
How come out of all the people in this world, God has chosen me to belong to this church?
为什么这么麻烦呢？
How come it's such a pain in the neck?
为什么你这么幸运呢？
How come I have this belief?
你是为什么来的？
Why?
为这个时候是什么时候呢？
What is this hour that I have come to?
我们来想几个圣经的人物啊。
Let's think about some people in the Bible.
有时候你如果眼睛闭起来，你想说你现在就死了哈。
If you close your eyes and
你想想，如果啦，万一现在要死了。
You think about if you drop dead at this very moment.
那一死的话，你就会到天国去看到你生命册里面记些什么嘛，对不对？
And then you could go to heaven and see a record of all that you have done in this life.
或是说。当然，人死的时候，跟你做告别式的时候，会写说“故人阅历”哈，啊，就是你这个人死掉人，你一生做些什么事情
？Or how will people eulogize you at your funeral?
有时候人死的，大部分是讲好的嘛哈。
Usually, the eulogy is a good thing.
你自己想想看，你现在死了。
So think about your own eulogy.
你一生到现在。
What have you done in your life?
你做那些事情值得记在神的那个生命册上，或是在功劳簿，或是那个奖赏簿里面。有哪几点？
What have you done worthy to be recorded in God's book?
那神要你来这一生要完成什么事情？
And what is it that God has sent you to this world to do?
我们来看。创世纪十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis 18.
创世纪十八章。
Genesis chapter 18.
十七节到十九节。
Verse 17 to 19.
神给亚伯兰很多功课。
Jesus gave Abraham a lot of stuff to do.
他也完成了很多神交代他的那个所要做的事情。
And Abraham had accomplished all that.God had wanted him to do.
当然这边讲那个他会成为大国地上的万国都因他得福啊。
In these verses that we are looking at promised Abraham that his descendants would become a great and powerful nation.
我要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵守我的道秉行公义使我所应许亚伯兰的话都成就了。
In verse 19, God says that I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just.
神的这个给他这个功课。
God gave Abraham this task.
接下来就是他要教导他的孩子。
That Abraham must teach his children and his household.
他的要吩咐他的众子。第一个要吩咐的就是他的儿子以撒。
And this means that Abraham needed to instruct his son Isaac in the way of the Lord.
21章以撒生下来了。
And in verse 21, Isaac was born. In chapter 21, Isaac was born.
以撒慢慢长大了。
And Isaac grew up.
22章。
And in chapter 22,
我们看22章第一节。
If we look at verse 1,
这些事以后呢，神要试验亚伯拉罕。
We see that sometime later, God tested Abraham.
要试验他跟他的儿子。
God wanted to test Abraham and his son Isaac.
因为十八章那边说神吩咐他要叫他教导他的吩咐他的种子遵行神的道，对不对？
Because in chapter 18, God had already instructed Abraham that he must teach his children in his household the way of the Lord.
当然，亚伯的故事到二十二章是最高峰了。
If you look at verse 20, chapter 22, it's really the climax of the life of Abraham.
要不然从十一章故事从十一章就开始了。
The life of Abraham started way back in chapter 11.
一路来，神一直在训练他。
And throughout his life, God was instructing him.
一直给他功课。
And kept giving him homework.
最后呢，要考最后的大考啊，一个 final 考试啊，这考考了才会及格了。
Chapter 22 is the final exam.
神也特别讲了，这边特别说神要试验亚伯拉罕。
In fact, in verse 1, it says God tested Abraham.
哎，这最后的考试。
It's a final exam.
好，因为考生只有一个，所以用叫名字就可以了。
Because there's only one student taking the final exam, God just said Abraham.
啊，他就说我在这里啊。
And so Abraham said, "Here I am."
因为考生一个也不用硬考卷，所以用题目用讲的就可以。
And because there's only one student, there was no need for a written exam. It was a oral exam.
考题用嘴巴讲就可以了。
And the question was delivered by mouth.
第二节。
And verse 2.
神说你带着你的儿子。
God said, take your son,
就是你独生的儿子,
your only son,
你所爱的儿子,
whom you love.
神也知道,
God knew everything.
儿子就已经很不得了了,
having a son was a great thing.
并且是独生的儿子,
but moreover, Isaac was his only son.
如果有儿子有十个, 这个儿子又很讨厌, 那也就算了。
So he had 10 kids, and Isaac was just one of 10, andHe was one of the least favored of the 10. So what?
是独子，这个独子又常常把你气得半死，那也啊，将就将就。
And say Isaac was the only son, but he still was not very lovable. Then so what?
儿子独生的，并且所爱的。
But on the other hand, the reality of it was that Isaac was the only son whom Abraham loved.
我们知道。亚伯拉罕跟他的儿子两个人一起来完成这个神的考试。
And we know that in chapter 22, Abraham and Isaac accomplished the task that God had set for them to do.
第六节。
In verse 6,
亚伯兰手里拿着火与刀。
Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and carried the fire and the knife.
火与刀。
He carried the fire and the knife.
这是审判。
This is judgment.
这是考试。
This is the final exam.
但是两个人同行。
But the two of them set out to accomplish this task.
圣经说两个人就同行。
And Bible says the two of them went on together.
对，我们再看第八节。
And if you look at verse 8,
亚伯兰说：“我的儿子啊，神自己会预备做燔祭的羊羔。”于是两个人同行。
In verse 8, once again.It was the two of them went on together.
他们两个人一起走，完成了神给他们的工作。
The two of them accomplished the task that God had set for them.
这个时候他们可以说，我们原是为这个时候来的。
At the end of 22, Abraham and Isaac could have said that this is the reason I came to this hour, to this time, to this world.
这考试及格了。
This is the final exam.
这个亚伯兰故事几乎就结束了。
And after this final exam, the story of Abraham ended.
你看他这事情一完，23章他太太死了，24章他也要替太太替他儿子娶个太太啊，25章他自己也死了。
Because in chapter 23, we see Sarah, Abraham's wife, died. In 24, Abraham got a wife for his son, and then in 25, Abraham himself died.
其实以后的这个时间比可能比神召他出哈兰说时间更长啊。
In all actuality, perhaps 23, 24, and 25, the actual time that Abraham lived on this earth was longer than before.
不是有一首歌吗？功课完毕要回家。你功课做完了，可以回家了。
There's some song saying, "Your job is done here. Go home."
为了这个时候来的。
This is the time, this is the reason that I have come to this time.
我们来看诗篇105篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 105.
诗篇里面有一些诗叫做历史诗。
Psalms 105, in the book of Psalms in general, there are some historical psalms.
对，那这种历史诗就是常常把圣民他一生用几句话把它讲完。
And in these historical psalms, sometimes it talks about the saints of old and describes their life with just a few verses.
人在写人有时候写不准啊。
Sometimes people write inaccurately when they write about other people.
有些人的那个什么，或是自传，或是别人给他写的传，有时候你看得快晕倒，因为他本来那个人根本不是这样子死的，哇，写的又是丰功伟业的。
Sometimes you read a biography and you're like, what is this person talking about? Because you know that the events of that person's life was not as was written.
有时候你念人家的那传，说奇怪，世界有这么好的人啊，这不可能的事情啊。
Sometimes you may,
事实那个人实在是坏。
I read the biography and go, wow, this person was a good person? I didn't know such a person could exist in this world, when in all actuality that person was a criminal and a thief.
有一个偶然的机会啊，有一个人说，哇，这好久以前啊，说他在报纸上念到一个怀念母亲的文章，他感动得很，哇，很感动。我说，我看到那个文章快要吐出来，因为我认识那个人啊，哎呦，真是。真的，你认识那人生有过不孝，但是妈妈死了，哇，写的又是，让你看了真的是赚取很多人眼泪，赚取好多稿费啊。但是如果你认识那个人，实在是。
One time, someone pointed to a essay, in a paper or in a publication, eulogizing that person's mother, and I started reading it and. I almost threw up because I knew this person in, who wrote the article and knew that all the eulogies were not as he had conducted his own life while his mother was yet alive. Let's turn to Psalms 105, verse 16. The will of God was going to be fulfilled. This talks about the story of Joseph. The story of Joseph is a long story. If you look at Genesis 37 to 50, that's a big chunk of the Bible. But what was the time that God had set aside for Joseph?
神命令饥荒啊，在那个地上。
In 16, God called down famine on the land.
这个人没有办法想象的。
This was something beyond the expectation of man.
当时的世界发生饥荒，要成全神更伟大的旨意。
This famine was to manifest the ultimate will of God.
连雅各敬畏神，神后来神所喜欢的他。那个叫做以色列，他也要逃难。
Even Jacob, renamed Israel by God, the chosen man of God, was affected by this famine.
十七节。
In verse 17.
神先打发一个人去。
We see that God sent a man before them.
神打发去。
He sent a man.
你打发的话，就是差了，好像差大使一样，你很光荣啊。如果说派你去。美国政府派你去那个哪里当大使，哇，很光荣啊。
I say you were sent by the United States government to be an ambassador.
何况是神差你的。
That is a glorious task to be sent for. And but in this verse, we see that God has sent a man.
我看半夜我们也说，我在这里。
I suspect that even in the middle of the night, you'd get out of bed and say, here I am.
是不是如果美国政府要差你去中国大陆当大使，我看半夜说来排队，我看前两三天，我看四五天，可能一个月就赶快去那边排了。
I suspect that you'd probably jump out of your bed and get yourself ready mighty quickly to go and be sent on a mission by the United States government.
神要派他去。
But in verse 17, God sent Joseph.
我们再念下去。
And if we read on,
约瑟被卖为奴仆啊。
Joseph was sold as a slave.
神派的人竟然是被卖去的。
God sent a man, but he sent him as a slave.
如果是派大使去，那很风光啊，是不是？又是车子，又是哈、 什么东西的，这神派一个神派太大使是什么，好像被奴隶一样被卖走的，这个没有办法调和的。
What was going on here? Joseph was the ambassador of God, but he was sent as a slave, not in a limo, not first class, not in his own private jet.
大使来了，应该是有车子开路的。
There should be a convoy of cars opening the road before Joseph's, the ambassador's limo.
第十八节。
But what happened? When we look at verse 18.
这个大使是奴隶，并且人家用脚镣伤他的脚，他被铁链捆聚。
They bruised his feet with shackles, his neck was put in irons.
这样的大使，我看，请你去，我看大家都吓坏了。
If the American ambassador was sent in shackles and with irons, no one would respect him.
还是被神差的。
But this was the ambassador of God.
但是神就是要他去，在这个时候。
But this was the time that God had set aside for Joseph to be sent.
19节。
Let's read verse 19.
神的话试验他。
Till what he foretold came to pass.
等到他所说的应验了。
Till the word of the Lord proved him true.
当然他以后神用了他。
Of course, we know that God used Joseph.
他为什么活在这个世上?
And so, why was it that Joseph lived in this world?
为什么受这么大的苦?
Why was it that he suffered like this?
就是神要他的百姓在那里昌盛起来。
It's because God wanted his chosen people to establish themselves in that place where God had sent Joseph.
24节了。
Let's turn to verse 24.
那个真神使他的百姓生养众多。
The Lord made his people very fruitful.
因为这样子以后才有出埃及，才有一个民族啊。
Because only if the people of Israel multiplied in the land of Egypt, only then would there be an exodus.
所以有雅各的十二个支派，十二个小孩。
Jacob had 12 sons.
接下来一定要约瑟的开展。
They needed the opening of the door by Joseph.
不然的话，亚伯拉罕、以撒都是一个生一个。
Otherwise, Abraham and Isaac, they all had one kid, one kid.
你这样一个生一个，你再生一百年、一千年也是一个。
And if you just have one kid, one kid, you're still only be one person or very few people after 100 years.
一定有一个时候要开展。
But rather, there must be a time for the people to multiply.
约瑟刚好生在那个时候。
And Joseph was born at that time.
神刚好给他这个工作。
Joseph gave him this task to accomplish.
他原是为这个时候来的。
This was the reason that he had come to this time.
所以当他被卖的时候，他不了解啊。
Joseph didn't know what was going on when he was sold into slavery.
圣经他说他大哭啊，哀哭。
The Bible tells us that he cried out.
他求他的哥哥们说：“哥哥，不要卖我啊！”
He begged his brothers not to sell him into slavery.
就像耶稣一样说：“父啊，救我脱离这个时候。”
Just as Jesus later on would pray to God and say, "God, take this hour away from me."
约瑟在心里痛苦，在被卖的时候，圣经说他是心里哀哭啊，他不要啊。
The Bible tells us that Joseph cried out from his heart, saying, "Do not sell me into slavery."
但是他还是。他不明白，他接受了。
But Joseph didn't know what was going on, and he accepted his fate.
所以一路上来，他一直的越来越差。
And if you look at his story, his plight became worse and worse.
但是他都一个一个的接受了。
But he accepted each as each turn or downturn in his plight.
但是他内心受伤很大。
Of course, he suffered in his heart, as any human being would.
经过23年，他第一次看到他哥哥们跪在那里。
So 23 years later, he saw his brothers before him.
他一看就认出他们了。
He could recognize them immediately, even after all these years.
哥哥还不认识啊。
His brothers didn't know him.
那时候他很气。
And at that time, he was angry.
他虽然是接受了，但是对这些小子们还不能原谅。
Even though he had accepted his plight and his fate, he wasn't able to forgive his brothers yet.
关起来。
And he threw them in jail.
该死啊。
They should be sentenced to death.
那时候，但是到后来，他一直在哭。
But you see how Joseph retired to his inner chambers and cried.
在哭里面，他改变自己。
And in his weeping, he changed himself.
哭里面洗净自己。
In his weeping, he turned himself around.
他后来忽然明白说，神的旨意在这里。
Because he suddenly realized the wonderful will of God.
他说，我原来是为这个时候来的啦。
He realized that it was for this purpose, for this time, for this reason that he had come to this land.
他才明白说，你们卖我，但是是神差我。
It was at that juncture that he was able to say to his brothers, you sold me into slavery, but it was God who sent me here. So it is Joseph sets a great example for us today.
有些事情我们不明白。
There are a lot of things we don't understand today.
你遇到了。
You're going to encounter him every day of your life.
为什么这样子？
Why is life like this?
为什么还是我？
Why me?
没有办法去挣扎了。
There's no answer. No easy answer. But we can find an answer in the will of God.
我们接受了。
As long as we accept what has come to be.
我们相信这是神要给你荣耀的时候了。
We must believe that God has set aside a time for us to be glorified.
另外一个反例子啊。
On the other hand,
扫罗。
You look at Saul.
其实你把扫罗一生想一想，他为什么他在什么事上被神遗弃？
In fact, if you look at Saul's life and his relationship with God,
撒母记上十五章第一节以下。
In 1 Samuel chapter 15,
神要他把那个亚玛力人灭绝。
God wanted Saul to completely destroy the Amalekites.
这是历史的使命。
This was a commandment by God.
这是历史性的一个任务。
This is a historical event.
像约瑟完成了神要在历史上面完成的工作。
Just as Joseph was to accomplish what God wanted him to.
他完成了神在这个救赎的历史上面要完成的一段。
Joseph accomplished a small part of the history of God's people.
我们每个人都是神的工具了。
We today are all vessels of God, instruments of God.
神一定对你有用了。
God has set you aside for a purpose.
一定，因为神是大匠，大的匠人啊。
Because God is the master toolmaker.
大匠，大的那个匠人绝对没有那个什么，大匠无器材啊，绝对不会那个什么，一定他买了东西一定有用，不会买了一大堆没用的，他等一下要那个丢到垃圾桶去，不会的。
Because the master crafter is not going to craft something useless that can only be thrown into the garbage heap.
所以神在你身上一定有用。
And so God has crafted you to be here in this time, in this place for a purpose.
扫罗疏忽了神给他的历史使命。
But Saul forgot the reason God sent him to this time and that place.
所以从那个撒母记上第十五章之后，他就被神遗弃了。
And so in from 1 Samuel chapter 15 onwards, God departed from Saul.
所以我们再次想想。
If we think about it,
你是为这个时候来的。
Why have you come to this time?
在这所教会。
Why are you here in this church?
在会城这里。
Why are you in Philadelphia?
神要借着你。
Why and for what has God chosen you?